Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A compelling message from the beef industry. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Betty Thompson, Miss Oklahoma 2011 and first runner-up to Miss America 2012. Encourage your kids to eat healthy, get active, and make a difference at their schools through Fuel Up to Play 60. Fuel Up to Play 60 is a program launched by Dairy Max, your local dairy council, the NFL, and the USDA to help reduce the high childhood obesity levels. Fuel Up to Play 60 helps students learn about the importance of eating nutrient-rich foods like low-fat and fat-free dairy products and exercising for at least 60 minutes every day. Students can participate in fun challenges, track their healthy eating and physical activity, and earn cool rewards. Help fight the childhood obesity epidemic and make sure your children have access to healthy foods and opportunities to be physically active while they are at school and at home. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farmers and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org for more information on Fuel Up to Play 60 in your area.
Our friend Darian Williams is the Executive Director of Communications with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's been the point person for the MBA program, Masters of Beef Advocacy program. It's been so highly successful across the countryside. A lot of MBA graduates here in the Southern Plains. And he spoke at the Texas Cattle Feeders Association annual convention in San Antonio in recent days about the need for a compelling message for the beef industry. And it's his contention that we've got a really good message in the beef industry to tell via social media and by other means as well.
The importance for us to have a compelling message about why people should choose beef will win or lose the battle that we're in right now, the campaign that we're in right now for the hearts and minds of Americans and the role of beef in a healthful diet. And we can take that message directly to them through the internet and talk to them in a compelling message that seems to be working pretty well with consumers. And that's talking about what we do as a community of people, a very diverse community of people who come together to raise the world's best beef in the most sustainable way. Now, that world's best beef, that's my personal opinion. I don't know that that's necessarily endorsed by, I haven't run that through approval at AMS with checkoff dollars, but that's what I would say. We raise the world's best beef in the most sustainable way. Now, that most sustainable way, that is documented. We can prove that. That nobody raises beef more sustainably than we do in the United States. We produce 20% of the world's beef with 7% of the world's cattle. That's phenomenal, what you guys do. And that's primarily as a result of today's modern cattle feeding system. The ability to take those calves at about a year of age off grass and finish them off in a feed yard allows us to produce more beef with less land, less water, less feed, and less fuel than ever before. The most sustainable beef, the best beef in the most sustainable way.
And Darian Williams shared with the TCFA how some cattle producers are doing it really well when it comes to communicating the beef message. For example, Debbie Lyons Blythe from Lyons, Kansas.
You know, I think one of the best ways to learn how to do social media right is to follow people who are doing it right and emulate them. And Debbie's one of those people. She writes about what happens on her Kansas cattle ranch and why they do what they do there. That grass is good and growing and provides good nutrition for those calves from about the spring to maybe the middle of August. And at that point, that grass stops growing. It's not providing the nutrition. It's not going to sustain her cow herd. So she's going to take those calves off their mamas, and she's going to probably put them on, maybe send them out western Kansas to some wheat pasture.
Executive Director of Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Darian Williams, talking about social media and the story that we can tell on social media about today's beef production. He says it's a great story, producing the best beef in the most sustainable way. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join us noon Saturday, November 10th at the Ratcliffe Ranch's Vanita, Oklahoma for our annual fall production and customer sale, selling nearly 70 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, plus 850 functional commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females featuring bred heifers, first calf fall pairs, proven 3 to 6 year old spring cows and open heifers. Visit RatcliffeRanches.com for video and catalog or call 918-244-8025. Bid online the day of the sale at DVAuction.com. Genetics you can build a herd on.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.